bringing you the colors.
Well, you know, you're on the colors of jazz, and I have to share that I ask all my guests what color is influencing your day, or maybe you have a favorite color you would like to share.
You know, I'm generally a sucker for like different shades of blue, like, you know, cobalt and sapphire and things like that, you know, teal and all. But lately I have really been enjoying rust. It's quite beautiful. And clay, like it's been very, this kind of warming brown, which I'm also wearing today, like a test of one of my little merch shirts for this record. This is a take on the song Sparrow. So it's got 11 rings for the disc. But yeah, I'm really enjoying the color rust. It's rust and clay. It's you know, this combination of earth and fire. It's been very beautiful lately. Not a usual color I would gravitate towards, any shade of red, but this has been really speaking to me lately.
I love that. All right, well, let's wrap up. I will share, and for Women's History Month, I actually had an opportunity to produce a concert. It's my second year in a row of bringing all women locally in the Boston and Worcester area together. Bringing it, like literally, I brought together an ensemble of women who had never met before, and they trusted me enough to play together, sight unseen. I learned a big lesson. It's a lot of work to, as they say, herd the cats. But I mentioned that program sideline because we were focused on women in jazz. You know, there's a whole movement, especially Terry Lynn Carrington is known for this, right? Bringing women together, the band, the vocalists, and your relationship there with her. I shared this statement, which I found out online on Facebook. And the thing is, I just wanted to get just a comment as you hear. This came from a Facebook group called the Jazz Improvisers. In the 1940s, when most women singers adorned big bands as stage attractions rather than legitimate members of jazz ensembles, Sarah Vaughan, along with her predecessor Ella Fitzgerald, helped to elevate the vocalist role as equal to that of the jazz instrumentalist. And so I love that you speak of the voice as an instrument, and just any reflection you have as we close out here on the topic of women in jazz.
Well, I truly love the trail that these two singers have blazed for us. And I'm really thankful also for the Atlanta jazz community. I remember being a singer and asking all instrumentalists, because I didn't even know any singers, how do I lead a band? You know, what's important to you guys? How do I get you to take me seriously? They taught me how to keep a notebook. They taught me how to be prepared with charts to share. They taught me how to give direction, but also allow musicians to kind of find their way with their seat, you know? And it was really beautiful. I felt like the Atlanta jazz community did a lot, the musicians there especially, to take me in and just teach me how to really be a legit, you know, band leader. And I was always the youngest, so I really had to learn how to communicate, create direction, and know the form of a song, know the melody, know the sentiment, and leave room for people to really interact with me on a creative level, who had no trouble learning the music. So this is really beautiful. I'm thankful so much for that, because I had to learn how to do this, you know, this thing that Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan did of like making themselves one of the cats, you know, and communicating through music, because their understanding of the structure in a way that excite the band around them and engage the band around them. So I'm just so thankful. I still take piano lessons every Wednesday on FaceTime right here with my musical director, who was the guy that I sat in with in Atlanta back then. I still have him around. We've been together almost 25 years now.
Wow.
So I'm still learning how to do this, and having him in my band is also like a great way for me to continue practicing, learning how to be a musician and a band leader. So I'm just grateful for their examples. Really great and important point you made there.
Oh, I love that. And so you're getting ready to start the leg, your East Coast U.S. tour. You're just back from Europe. That must have been amazing.
It was a lot of fun.
I noticed your organist, he's been with you from day one, am I right?
Kenny Banks Sr., yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Longevity. And then Adam, so because you do some short bands, or how do you describe it? Not a full band, but how would I describe that?
Yeah, sometimes I'll have two guitarists, but it's amazing how much fullness they can create, you know, between Adam Levy and Marvin Sewell. There's so much music. And then also, you know, I've been playing a little bit more on my own set. So sometimes I'll go sit at the piano, but it's really amazing how full it is between the two of them. Their styles are so different, but very, you know, complementing of each other. So it's I'll do that when I can have Kenny. I love to have him with me. He still plays at Cascade, you know, United Methodist in Atlanta, which is a huge
Oh,
church, an
wow.
incredible
Okay.
band. He also is now like an associate professor at Clark Atlanta University with their gospel choir. So I take him when I can get him, you know, and when I and now it's like I have this small family of musicians. I just will make these different curations to balance it out, including playing myself some. So it's a lot of fun. I love my brothers. They really surprise me because the more I play and jump in on the bandstand with them, which they really love, the more they've started singing, which has really thrown me off. Like all these guys that I've been playing with suddenly want to sing harmony vocal parts. They never said anything about it.
Oh, I love
So
that. I
I
love
love that in
it.
all these years we continue to surprise each other and make each other laugh. You know, I really love being out on the road with them. I think my favorite part of my job is rehearsal because it's
Okay.
just us in the room for each other. And I don't know what's a better audience or inspiration than like facing the people you play with and just really getting into it.
And on that note, I'm gonna let you go. I really appreciate you giving me so much time. I think I asked for 15 minutes.
Oh, I have no idea how much time has passed.
Oh, good. Okay. I appreciate the time. I really do. And really so great to meet you. You know, I've seen you on stage, and it's really, really a blessing to have the opportunity to speak.
Thank you, Bonnie. I
All
enjoyed
right.
it. Well, have a
Safe
great time.
travels.
Thank you. See you soon then.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
On 90.5. Let's jump back into the music. I'm Bonnie Johnson. I'm bringing you the colors of jazz. On Blues and Greens Records, it's the mellifluous Liz Wright, her innovative label, singing a soaring reflection on the cultural fabric of America. I'm so pleased to share her story. And thank you for joining me.